With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
We are back with another 89 Blitz coming at you. What's up, Rob? How's it going?
I've had internet troubles today. I went to Best Buy, like sprinted to Best Buy right before it closed to buy a new modem. Got that all installed and reset the Wi-Fi. And here we are. We're recording.
We're here. Fine. You made it.
I made it.
Well, for those of you that don't know, you are now listening live to the California Golden Bearcast. This is presented, of course, by Blue Wire, part of the Blue Wire Podcast Network. I am one of the co-hosts, Andy. Rob, who I've already mentioned, is our other co-host. So what's up, man? Are we just going to get a ton of 4 stars this year? Tell me about it. Is it just bang, 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 recruits coming in left and right? What's happening?
I mean, it sure feels like it. It's been dead silent for the last few months, right? Like, no one's been able to visit or anything of that sort. This weekend was, like, that first big OV weekend. And, Lord, like, we knew the names that were coming to town. We didn't expect them to commit right away after visiting this past weekend. I have no idea what they're doing for these guys and their families, like, while they're out here. Like, but something's working, because clearly they love it here and they're willing to just commit after visiting in the first, like, open visit season of the year. So, I mean, give me your take, you just saw all the stuff popping up, like, over, like, was it like Monday and Tuesday? Like, we're recording this Wednesday night and it just started coming in.
Felt like we got the news of the, it was very quiet, and then we got the news of the grad transfer, Ryan Glover, mm-hmm. a quarterback. I thought that was interesting, especially his journey, where he ended up at, like, what was it?
Penn
first, and then, like, Southwestern Carolina. Did I get that right?
I believe so. Dual threat product out of Woodward Academy in Atlanta, Georgia. And then he played a solid amount of games nearly every year while at collegiate level at Penn his sophomore year in 2018. Then transferred to Western Carolina.
All right. I added a South. Yeah. But good enough. 3/4 points.
Yeah. And then you got the state right.
And then he gets a second grad transfer. So the cool thing about this, for those that maybe don't know, let's take a step back really quick. Cal started offering certificate programs as one-year programs that you can do and essentially count as a grad student. So it was, like, no longer one of those things where you had to be get a PhD in aerospace engineering in order to be a grad transfer to Cal. And that was huge. So that allows these type of things to happen. And so that's how Ryan Glover, who obviously really brilliant guy, went to Penn, and then with all the COVID weirdness decided to try to play. And then I think they played like four games were canceled. They played six, yep. Something crazy. Sounds like last year.
Yep. Played six games for Western, started at quarterback in all six games for the Catamounts. ended his 2021 stat line with 86 on 147 attempts for 832 yards, three passing touchdowns, four interceptions, rushed for 88 yards and two touchdowns. He was at the Wharton School of Business while at Penn and will continue his education at Cal at the Haas School of Business.
Yeah, smart guy. So that kind of started it. And I was like, okay, all right. I remember this feeling. Mm-hmm. What were your thoughts? Let me go to you. Like, what were you doing when that – where were you mentally at that moment?
During – with the quarterback, I was like, wait, what? A quarterback? Like, but then I was like, we couldn't figure out if he was a preferred walk-on or a grad transfer, so I texted my guy on the team, and I was like, hey, is he what is he? And he was like, grad transfer. And I was like, oh, okay. So we're – and people are like, oh, what does this mean for Justin Martin? And I was like, this is his final year of playing. Like, he won't be on – or maybe he might be on campus. Maybe he'll still be studying. But he won't be a part of the playing roster by the time Justin Martin – comes on to campus if he sticks next summer, right? Or next fall, whatever it is.
He's going to stick.
Yeah. Fingers crossed.
He's going to stick.
Fingers crossed. We're going to knock on wood.
Speak positivity into the universe.
But so the backstory with Glover, like Glover, I don't know how to say his last name. But I was just reading up on it, and I was just like, oh, okay, yeah. And then I read our article on RideForCalifornia.com. His mom was married to Usher from 2007 to 2009. I don't think that makes him a stepdad. But yes. Like, I was like, wait.
That qualifies?
He's Usher's kid?
I just had the same thought.
What? Yeah, I had the same thought for a second, and I was like, oh, wait, no, that doesn't necessarily mean, like, biologically it's Usher's kid, but still, Usher stepfather relationship of that sort. But his mom is Oakland-based celebrity fashion stylist. She's worked with Jay-Z, Lauryn Hill, and Patti LaBelle. So, like, she's well-known in the Bay Area. So for him to come back to the Bay Area, like, where his mom's well-known, and to finish out his collegiate career, I thought it was super cool. Like, even some of the photos that, like, we found of him. It's, like, with Barack Obama, Jay-Z, Cam Newton. Like, man, got a pseudo in-the-know, like, famous guy around campus now.
Truly, I really did find a lot of joy and just, I do, you know, when people have ties to the Bay Area and they're coming home. And I agree. That was absolutely something I was pretty excited about. It was a very good read. You know, most of the time it's like grad transfer, it's pretty you know, there's not really a story there. Mm-hmm. Absolutely was with this, and it was super enjoyable.
Yeah, I mean, you can't knock it on the guy. Like, he was a graduate of the Wharton School of Business, and then he's back, he's at Haas at our school of business. Like,
incredible.
Clearly we know what he wants to do with his life, like post football. But the fact that he gets to do it for like a D1 school, like a real, you know, Power 5 as his final season, I think he brings a different type of like experience. And also, I think as the senior, you just have a guy that you can probably throw into even the scout team as the senior guy and you'd be fine with. But either way, yeah, I like this. I like the pull.
But, so that's interesting. That's news that we haven't had for a while.
Yeah.
And then, for the first time in 5 months, we get the Twitter activity.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing some tweets go out
from
coaches.
Mm-hmm. Cal Gang 2022.
Cal Gang 2022. Okay. What is that? Might get the name wrong. Nate Burrell. Could be one or the other.
Yeah.
4-star from Rob?
St. John Bosco.
Thank you. Who's the most famous Cal St. John Bosco alumni?
Oh, God. I mean, we have to say it's Trey Beck because he's a friend of the pod. But Treggs is right there, too. So, you know,
we are obligated through contractual obligation. It's Trey
Beck. Yeah. contractually obligated.
He was the best Cal recruiter, active player Cal recruiter. That guy, that guy can close.
Yeah.
If Trey deserves to be in the NFL, please sign him. If he doesn't want to do that, he's welcome on any sales team. Because that guy closes.
Yeah. He has a pitch. He has a pitch. But, I mean, before we move on, like, let me take you on a little journey, a little step back, all right? Before the weekend started, we get all these little tidbits of, like, kids coming on their official visits, right? June 4th through 6th. It's their first, like, big official visit weekend, like, after we've gone through the pandemic. We get, we're not fully through the pandemic, but we're nearing the end of the tunnel, and we're seeing a little bit of normalcy, right? Or normality. Like these kids, you know, posting these things of, well, I'm going to the official visit here, I'm going to official visit here. And so we start to get the Cal ones, right? And then so here's the list we find publicly on the internets. First one is running back Ashton Hayes from McQueen in Reno, Nevada. He was the only running back here this weekend. 5'11", 180 pounds. Composite 247 is 0.8789, so not bad. He's rumored to be visiting Nebraska later this month, but nothing's been posted as of this article, which our dear friend Owen Kaminsky wrote on June 4th. The next one up was Jackson Brown. Now, this was a big one because he's the probably the highest-rated offensive lineman in the Bay Area. Offensive tackle from San Ramon Valley in Danville, California, 0.8366, 247 composite. So he posted that he was going to be here that Friday, 6'5", 275. Angus McClure offered him in April, and he will be visiting Pittsburgh and Colorado in the next 2 weeks after he visited us. The next one, of course, is another offensive lineman, Jake Mike Kakula. Offensive tackle from Littleton, Colorado, Valor Christian High School, 6'5", 265, offered by Angus McClure. He's also visiting Virginia, Colorado, Nebraska, and Duke. Then we move on to the big names, right? Jackson Moy, defensive end, Cathedral Catholic from San Diego, California, 6'2", 260 pounds. There are rumors that he's actually bulked himself up through the pandemic to 280. 260 was his weight going into junior year. So if he's already gained 20 pounds of muscle in a year, I don't know what to say. He was offered by Andrew Browning back in December. He's also taking OV to Oregon. And yeah, that's the only big name, but that's a big battle. Next one, Curly Thomas, another edge guy from Nolan Catholic in Fort Worth, Texas, 6'4", 240 pound rusher. Offered by Browning in September. He's visiting Michigan State, Oklahoma State, Texas Tech throughout the month of June. Then the name that Andy just brought up, Nate Burrell, St. John Bosco, defensive lineman, 6'2", 285. His only scheduled visit was Cal, but he did say he wanted to visit some other spots in the fall. Clearly, who knows if that's still happening, but as of right now, he's committed to us. So, and then Demonic Williams, the defensive lineman, he actually, I think, pulled out of his OV because he was at some, event. So I'm not sure if he actually made it through or not. But, that was the week of players that came in. And, of course, we just talked about Nate Burrell, who committed. And then that was at, like, what time was that at? I'm pretty sure that was at, like, 7 or 8 o'clock at night on Monday. And then like at 10 p.m. the coaches start tweeting again. And I'm like, wait, did we miss something? Like did they forget to tweet about Nate Burrell's commitment, and like we're like, you know, a little lagging behind, and we all of a sudden on the Right for California Slack we're like texting each other, we're like, wait, can someone backtrack this? Like did he tweet about this before or after? And we found out it was another commitment, and it was, who was it, Andy?
Jackson Moy, who chose Cal over offers from Oregon, Stanford, USC, and UCLA.
Yeah. Moy had 8 Pac-12 offers, including all the California and Oregon programs. He also held 5 Ivy League offers, and But the two things that Avi wrote here that were working against Cal throughout his recruitment up until he committed was that Moy's dad went to SC, and also he was very interested in Stanford.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
But
got him.
Got him.
Wait. I love the tweet too. Berkeley, I'm home.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. Huge. Huge.
Big deal. Big
especially
deal.
Especially on the D line.
Mm-hmm.
That's to get just some additional bodies coming in there with Brett Johnson and Calhoun and the guys that we already have there. Very exciting. Very exciting.
I mean,
because that's just been an area for us where we haven't had that much depth, and now we have three D-line commits out of our four right now.
Yeah, and those
Demonic Williams, Jackson Moy, and Nate Burrell.
Mm-hmm. And all three, I think, by the end of their high school career, will be four stars. Like, two of them already are. Like, Demonic is already a four-star on both recruiting websites. I think Nate's a four-star on one and a three-star on the other. And Jackson is like a very high three-star on both. I think all three of them are going to be like bona fide four-star guys by the time they're done with their high school career. But, I mean, put yourself in Andrew Browning's shoes. Like, you worked your way up. You got the gig. And then you didn't quite hit the recruiting trail very well the first, like, year or two. And then now you're just like hit. Like, how do you walk into that next staff meeting? Like, just popping a bottle of champagne, like, as you're walking in, just here I am, boys. I've officially arrived.
Yeah, it's sort of what we would hope for with what we've seen on the defensive side, at least, where coaches, we've gone to coaches that are maybe a little bit younger but have more of the recruiting prowess. So to see that already kind of being delivered is fantastic. And man, it just gets me very excited. I'm super excited for the fall, and now I'm like, just it's a little bit of normalcy. Also, by the way, how sick is this picture? Welcome to the Bay. Your future is golden. As a picture of a golden sunset, Campanile, the bear statue, Memorial Stadium, and just like the player fitted with super dope gear. By the way, still need to figure out the whole athletic clothing sponsor. But damn, at least our social media game is still on point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm like super excited because, you know, of the new guy they hired to do like the video stuff, like, he's already putting out like pretty insane stuff, and that's just with practice tape. Like, it's like summer workouts and practice tape. I can't wait to see what he does, like, with actual, like, on game day footage and, like, behind the scenes locker room stuff. But this has been one hell of a week for recruiting. Like, I didn't expect guys to commit, like, right away like this after their first visit. But, okay, so here's the other kicker with regarding this, is that there was a wide receiver who is on a West Coast tour, right? His name was Braylon. Braylon something. Braylon James, right? Yeah. He's on like a West Coast tour with his family. Four-star wide receiver for not 2022 class, but 2023, right? He's 6'4", 185 pounds. On his bios listed as a 4'5", 40 yards with a 5.144 GPA. I don't even know how that's possible.
But me neither.
I guess you can break the number ceiling. Whatever works. But he tweets out on June 7th, like, he's on his just on an unofficial, and he tweets out, like, CalFam, what's good? The next thing he tweets out is, I believe this is, like, after he's leaving or, like, after he's left, and he goes, man, the love was different. Can't even put it into words. With a bear emoji, a golden heart, and at Coach Toler at CalFootball. Something is happening over there at Memorial right now in terms of how they approach recruits and what they do for kids, like, on the OV and the unofficials. Because clearly, like, it's something's working. And I am excited that it's starting to come together. And in year six of Wilcox, it's starting to come. Year five of Wilcox, it's starting to come together.
Absolutely. Absolutely on the recruiting trail. I will say he's a little bit of a hype beast.
Yeah.
Takes one to know one. Yep. The next tweet after his picture of Cal was huge thanks to Bobby Kennedy, who's the Stanford wide receiver coach, and the Stanford family for a wonderful visit. Unforgettable experience, and I definitely can't wait to get back out. And then he also retweeted some dumb thing about Stanford.
Yeah.
And then he got an offer to OSU, like Oregon State. So this, he's crushing it. He's crushing it. But we'll see. You know, that feels very up in the air. But I did love that. Man, the love, all caps, was different. Can't even put it into words. Bear heart. Let's go. The love is different. Definitely is, man. East Bay where it's at. I don't know. South Bay. South Bay's boring. No one wants to go to the South Bay. Everybody I know moves to South Bay wants to move over to the East Bay.
Only thing that you go to South Bay for is probably some pretty good Korean food and ramen. Top Golf.
Apparently Top Golf now, yeah.
Yeah, Top Golf is in San Jose.
That's it. That's all they have. Imagine all the things we have. Great, delicious.
Everything.
Korean fried chicken.
Everything. We have everything.
Cal football. Bongo burger.
Bongo burger. Smish Smash.
Smish Smash. Smish Smash is elite. People will travel for that one. That's what Wilcox needs to be doing. Get Smish Smash to cater the events and be like, what the hell is this? Smash Burger? I mean, that and Berea. If you hit up recruits and were like, this is a Smash Burger. We stole it from LA. It's nice. And, oh, by the way, have you had a case of Berea? Oh, you haven't? Because it's only a California thing.
This is a total tangent, but I read an article, was it on Berkeley Side or SF Gate, that apparently Raising Cane's is coming to Berkeley next year. Which,
that is the,
that's the chicken tenders. Fried chicken. Yeah, and the chicken tenders and the sandwiches. Like, I was like, oh, okay. I believe there's one coming to you first. I think there's one coming, like, in San Leandro Fremont first by the end of 2021. And they said one in Berkeley by 2022. So.
Sweet. Do you think recruits care as much about food as we do?
I think they do.
They do?
I think they do.
What would you say? Is Steve Korean, Steve's Korean, an accurate representation of Korean food?
Oh, I do not. But if David Seawright, like, if his as a barbecue influencer, he like loves that place to the death. To the death.
As a barbecue, I know his barbecue. Yeah, and that man knows some barbecue. So
I think that place, honestly, as a football player, for the amount of food that you get for the price that you're paying, is spectacular. The taste thing is totally different for me, but from like a, do you want meat, rice, and veggies? Like, there's no place in Berkeley that could beat that. But I think food does play a factor. I definitely remember like our conversation with Zach. He was talking about like how. He's been here and he's like tried foods that he never thought he would ever have in his life. He's going back to Fresno. He's like, what do you mean you don't have Burmese food here? Like, I think that experience is different. I think that it kind of circulates because by the time these young guys come in, the older guys have been through that. So they're like, they'll take them to those spots, right? They'll take them to like, you know, Thai Basil or the Gypsies or like to maybe some of the other spots that they like haven't been to before, House Curry, and just get them initiated into that, and they fall in love with like all the different foods. Like, did I ever think I'd love sourdough pizza? No, but do I love sourdough pizza? Absolutely. Thank you, cheese board. So, I think it does play part. It has to play part. I mean, I think the outside food plays just as much a part as if you have an insanely well done like interior like food system. Like, you know, I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say like probably like Michigan or Ohio State or like any of those like big powerhouse like Alabama, Clemson, like I'm pretty sure their food standard for like their student athletes is above and beyond what ours is. Like, it's just on a different level. So I'm sure you might get blown away by that to a certain degree too. As much as, like, the outside food.
Until we get Alice Waters feeding all the football players super good salads.
Yeah. I mean, will we be getting New Jersey chickens or California chickens?
Pigeons. All right. Anything else you want to add on the recruiting topic?
No, that's pretty much it. This was more than 15 minutes. But as that's the normal time we kind of want to hit for. But we had a lot of recruiting stuff to talk about. I feel like there's more. Like, I don't have any inside information, but I feel like there's more. If there's two guys that committed right away like that, I don't want to guarantee it, but I would strongly lean towards a yes that there is at least one or two silence. Like, it has to have that feeling to it. If it was this good of an OV weekend, if you're going off of like those two, especially, oh, and the other thing we forgot to talk about, like those two guys immediately after committing was tweeting at like Curley Thomas, like the other defensive lineman that came in this weekend, and was like, you know what the next move is, bro, like, you know what the move is. And he was tweeting like, man, are you telling me that I can play with those guys? And he's like, yeah. And they were like, yeah, come on down. Like, so I feel like there's more. There's more here than, like, is publicly known, I'm pretty sure.
Well, with that, it's been 10 years since we graduated, Rob. Is there anything you want to say before we wrap up?
Time is a flat circle.
If you had advice to someone starting college today, what would it be?
Oh. I think the cliche thing to say would probably be to say enjoy yourself, but I think the thing for me is like go do everything that is available to you to try, and I mean that in the very safest form possible. Like, I don't mean to like go like do illegal things, but like, you know, if you come to Cal, it's like, if you have the opportunity, go to a football game. Like, if you have the opportunity, go to a basketball game. If you have the opportunity, like, go listen to speakers talk. Like, don't stay within like your one thing of this is my routine and that's all I stay in. Veer off of it a little bit. It's your only real chance to do it.
Force yourself to be uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Let's end there. And this was the 89 Blitz. Thank you for tuning in. As always,
Go Bears.
Go Bears.